Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Anti-Israel demonstrations on several college campuses. We have the story.
Opening statements in Trump's hush money trial. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
Varsity baseball season suspended at Valley Center High. I'm Dan O'Neill.
And we have a traffic update with Jed Chambers. What's going on, Jed?
Well, just really quickly, I got a call from traffic tracker Don. Eastbound Central at a standstill between I-235. It goes all the way back to Ridge Road. Ooh. Avoid that if you can.
All right. Tensions continue to grow at universities across the country over anti-Israel war protests.
Anti-Semitism is surging on college campuses.
Free, free Palestine.
Demonstrations Monday, virtual classes over safety concerns and dozens of arrests at New York's Columbia University and at Yale, with pro-Palestinian events at MIT and other universities. President Biden Monday in Virginia saying,
I condemn the anti-Semitic protests.
The White House has also said that calls for violence and physical intimidation targeting Jewish students and the Jewish community are blatantly anti-Semitic, unconscionable, and dangerous. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Former President Trump's hush money criminal trial in New York continued yesterday with opening statements. Fox's Nate Foy with the latest from New York City.
During opening statements, prosecutors claimed that former President Donald Trump engaged in a criminal conspiracy and cover-up leading up to the 2016 presidential election. Trump maintains that he's an innocent man, and he said that Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg should never have brought this case, and he's again criticizing Bragg on Truth Social, posting, quote, wow, DA Alvin Bragg is an election denier. The exact same thing they said about me, but I was right, DJT.
The former president has pleaded not guilty to all counts and continues to blast the trial as political persecution.
The Valley Center High School varsity baseball team has been suspended due to an animal cruelty investigation.
District officials sent a statement to all Valley Center High School families Monday afternoon, stating in part that the varsity baseball season has been suspended due to an active police investigation. Administrators say they were alerted of an incident involving possible animal cruelty on the part of the entire Hornet varsity baseball team and the entire coaching staff on USD 262 property. Law enforcement was notified and the rest of the season was suspended. However, a final decision regarding the remainder of the baseball season will be made pending the outcome of the investigation. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
A request for a resentencing hearing for two Wichita brothers awaiting execution for a quadruple killing from more than 23 years ago has been denied. Last year, the U.S. Supreme Court refused to request a formal resentencing hearing for Reginald and Jonathan Carr, a decision that came a little less than a year after the Kansas Supreme Court ruled the brothers had received fair trials and upheld their death sentences. In making yesterday's decision, Sedgwick County Chief Judge Jeffrey Gehring said the Supreme Court did not order a new sentencing in this case, ruling that he doesn't have the power to move forward with such a hearing.
I don't think that I have jurisdiction to resentence Mr. Reginald Carr or Jonathan Carr on either case, so the motion will be denied.
And attorneys for the Carr brothers say they plan to appeal.
Wichita Public Schools held a pair of listening sessions last night to hear what parents had to say about the closing of six public school buildings at the end of the year. School Board President Stan Reeser says they want to hear from the public before they finalize any plans.
We have to have a broad groundwork to start with, and then we can start building the details on that once we kind of know what the public is thinking.
Two more listening sessions being held today. The first starts at 5:30 p.m. at West High School. The second will be at North High. That one begins at 7:30.
Police say a man and a woman were involved in an argument, led to a shooting in southeast Wichita Sunday night, 2500 block of East Sider. A 62-year-old man was arrested on suspicion of aggravated battery, aggravated assault, and discharge into an occupied dwelling. A woman was hospitalized in critical condition. She is expected to survive.
KNSS News Time now, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Shocker baseball on the road tonight, and we'll preview that one against another nationally ranked opponent coming up in sports.
City Council holding a workshop today. That story and more just ahead on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted, now 8:09, 9 minutes past 8 o'clock. Wichita Vice Mayor Maggie Ballard tells KNSS News at today's workshop, the City Council will discuss economic development and animal control.
We do have an animal advisory board, and last year the board came up with some suggestions on some improvements within animal control, and legal has been looking over them the last several months, and they are going to give us an update at the council workshop.
Maggie Ballard commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted in the Morning show on KNSS. Mayor Lily Wu attending a conference of women mayors in Switzerland.
The FBI is on high alert for the Passover holiday as it monitors potential threats to the Jewish community. Fox's Matt Finn with more.
FBI Director Christopher Wray speaking to a group of nationwide security officials, going into detail about the threat against the Jewish population right now.
We at the Bureau remain particularly concerned that lone actors could target large gatherings, high-profile events, or symbolic or religious locations for violence.
And the FBI director says threats against the Jewish community were already above normal before the October 7th attacks. Now the number of FBI hate crimes has tripled since that heinous day.
The Anti-Defamation League reports it tallied nearly 9,000 anti-Semitic incidents last year, most happening after the October 7th Hamas attack on Israel.
A mistrial has been declared in the case of an Arizona rancher charged in the shooting death of a migrant on his property.
Despite another day of deliberations, jurors in Santa Cruz County failed to reach a verdict on whether to convict George Allen Kelly of second-degree murder or lesser charges. Defense attorneys said the 75-year-old was in a life-or-death situation, hearing a shot before opening fire on his Keno Springs area cattle ranch, fatally shooting a 48-year-old Mexican national. Prosecutors argued he recklessly fired an AK-47 rifle toward a group of migrants who were 100 yards away, striking the unarmed man and never told officials he feared for his life. A status hearing is set for April 29th, where prosecutors could act on retrying Kelly for murder, a lesser charge, or drop the case. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
The remains of a World War II pilot are identified 8 decades after he was killed in combat.
The Defense POW/MIA Accounting Agency has identified the remains of 2nd Lieutenant John McLaughlin Jr. of Detroit. The Army Air Force pilot was killed during a bombing mission December 1st, 1943 over Southeast Asia. His remains, along with 7 others, were discovered 4 years later amid the wreckage of their B-24 Liberator, but not officially identified until earlier this year. Lieutenant McLaughlin will be laid to rest this summer at Fort Leavenworth in Kansas. Tom Graham, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:12, 12 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Watch out for a traffic slowdown. This is eastbound on Central. Traffic running very slow. That starts right about I-235. First got a call on that one from traffic tracker Don. The Cordell and Cordell traffic cameras showing heavy traffic northbound on I-235. Approaching I-135 in the road construction. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
Now the forecast with meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
For your Tuesday, partly cloudy skies, 10% chance of an early shower or non-severe storm. Most of us likely going to stay pretty dry out there, though. During the afternoon, warming back up to a nice warm high of 76 with a breeze switching out of the northeast at 10 to 20. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ronna Williams.
Now mostly cloudy, 55 degrees, south wind at 9 miles per hour. At Wichita's Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Plenty of wind and plenty of sunshine yesterday in south central Kansas. The high temperature was 73 degrees. Normal high for the date is 70. And at Eisenhower Airport, we clocked a wind gust from the south at 49 miles per hour. 8:13, here's Stephen 10 in the morning on KNSS. And former President Donald Trump, his attorneys, and several, seems like several courtrooms at once right now. There's a lot going on, and we want to talk this morning with Fox News Radio's Tanya J. Powers. Good morning, Tanya.
Hey, good morning.
Okay, with the hush money trial, that's, I guess, the big one. What's going on with that today?
Well, we are expecting the day to start. By the way, this is another one of those days that they finish at 2, so they can allow those who celebrate Passover to be accommodated. So it's from 9:30 this morning Eastern time till 2 o'clock is what they're, you know, planning to go at when court starts in about 15 minutes. They're going to start with a hearing on a gag order. This is where, this was set last week that the judge said, okay, we're going to talk about the gag order on Tuesday, because the prosecution has been, you know, filing motions saying that the former president is violating the gag order that the judge overseeing the case has put in place. It was imposed to bar the former president from attacking witnesses, prosecutors, jurors, court staff, as well as their relatives. The prosecutors say that he has violated this at least 10 times in his own statements, as well as posts on social media. They say that these statements and posts have targeted witnesses and jurors, including a key witness, Michael Cohen, his former fixer. The prosecution has asked that the former president be fined $1,000 for each violation and held in contempt of court. Now, his team says he's just defending himself. The judge says they're going to talk about this in the hearing this morning at 9:30. If it goes past 11, if the arguments go past 11, then they're going to, you know, stop and redo this, you know, join it again at a later date. He wants to get back into witness testimony and make sure the whole day isn't just tied up with, you know, the hearing arguments. So we do expect to hear again today from David Pecker, who is the National Enquirer's former publisher. He's also been a friend of the former president's for a long time. He is going to be asked again. I think he testified for about 25 minutes yesterday before court ended. And he is expected to be asked more about his efforts to help bury unflattering stories about the former president during the 2016 campaign in the run-up to the election.
I have seen gag orders before on the local basis. But I don't know what you do to a former president if you find him in violation. That's going to be really interesting. We're on new ground here, Tanya, aren't we? In all of this, we've never had this before in our country.
Yeah, I mean, you're exactly right. It is a historic thing to have a former president to, you know, be brought up on, you know, criminals of any kind.
Yeah.
Much less, you know, 34 felony counts. I mean, and again, this is the first one of the four, you know, ones he's been charged in. So we'll have to see how everything shakes out today. Again, we don't know if the judge is going to rule on this gag order thing today or wait.
All right. Tanya, hey, thanks for being with us. Fox News Radio's Tanya J. Powers. Stephen Tell, the morning. She has another report to do, so we wanted to get her out of here as we could. 8:17 now. With Steve and Ted in the morning, yeah. I can remember when I was covering courts for a radio station, Ted, and my pager went off, the beeper.
Beep, beep.
And I can't remember who the judge was, but I thought he was going to come over there and strangle me. Can you shut that off? I said, yes, sir. Man, he was angry. You get in the courtroom, and there's one person. There's one God, and that's that judge.
Yeah.
So this whole thing with former President Trump is amazing. 8:17 now, Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS. And, Ted, let's take a look at sports again. How about that?
Yep, got some off-the-field news with the Kansas City Chiefs involving nice long contracts. Yeah. Coach Andy Reid, General Manager Brett Veach, President Mark Donovan. They've had oversight of the Chiefs during its most successful run in franchise history of late. Those trio will remain in place quite a bit longer. The three have all agreed to contract extensions to keep them with the Chiefs. Mark Donovan is 58 years old. He became Chiefs president 13 years ago. He leads the Chiefs business operations. Of course, Brett Veach is the general manager. He's 46 years old. Became the Chiefs GM 7 years ago after 4 years in the team's personnel department. And he was one of the main guys that said, we need to draft Patrick Mahomes. And, of course, you got head coach Andy Reid, who is 66 years old. He joined the Chiefs 11 years ago, has led the team to the playoffs every season except 2014. Chiefs have won the Super Bowl 3 of the past 5 years, including back-to-back. First time that's been done in the NFL in 20 years. Chiefs have played in 5 straight AFC championship games. They've won 8 straight division championships. So the all the architects of all this great success are all now under long-term contracts.
They've been there, yeah.
They've been rewarded for all of that. College baseball tonight. Wichita State is on the road. Another tough game against another nationally ranked team visiting 18th-ranked Oklahoma. The team, the Sooners, are on a 7-game winning streak right now, and they're atop the Big 12 Conference. The Shockers have lost twice this season to Oklahoma, trying to get a win tonight. Shocks are trying to snap a 4-game losing streak. Mike Kennedy is on the air with Shocker Baseball at 6:15 this evening. Listen live on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Minor League Baseball, the Wichita Wind Surge, is going for its 3rd win in a row. Wichita is now going to be on the road for 2 straight weeks. 12-game road trip starting tonight at San Antonio, the AA affiliate of the San Diego Padres. Wind Surge on the road for the next couple of weeks. Major League Baseball, the second-place Kansas City Royals lose 5-3 at home to the Toronto Blue Jays last night. Royals have lost 3 straight home games, hosting Toronto again tonight, hoping to snap that streak. Another Major League action last night. The Minnesota Twins at home hosting the bottom team in the majors, the Chicago White Sox. Predictable results. And a big night for former Wichita Wind Surge slugger, the Canadian Edouard Julien. The action from Bally Sports North.
Eddie Julien, a 2-hit night. A swing at a high fly ball into right field and deep. Sheets going back. Looks up near the dock, and that's going a home run. Number 5 for Julien. And the Twins now lead 7-0 here in the 7th inning. First home run of the year on the pole side.
Final score. Second baseman, Julien, 3-for-4 at the plate. Home run, a double. Drove in 2 runs, scored twice. Batting 290 in home games for the Twins this season. The Twins have won 2 of their last 3. We have action here in town today if you want to catch some in-person sports for Friends University. The Friends softball team is on a 9-game winning streak. And Friends is hosting Avila today. Both teams tied for 3rd place in the conference. Doubleheader at 3 o'clock out west at Two Rivers. And the Friends baseball team is home today against a nationally ranked opponent. Friends baseball hosting 18th-ranked Mid-America Christian. That'll be a 4 o'clock doubleheader at Westside Athletic Field today. And in hockey, game 1 of the playoffs in the first round, the Edmonton Oilers win on home ice, beat the Los Angeles Kings 7-4. Starting in goalie for Edmonton, former Wichita Thunder goalie, Stuart Skinner with 33 saves. On defense for Edmonton, another former Thunder player, Vincent Descharnais. 5 block shots and got in 6 hits. First game 1 win at home in the playoffs for the Edmonton Oilers in 34 years.
By the
streak. They're up 1-0 in this first round best of 7 with the Kings and a couple of former Thunder players helping out the cause right there. And that's sports with Steve and Ted.
8:21 now, keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Joe Biden's position on Israel. That's coming up, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 8:30 here and 55 degrees. Oklahoma City police are investigating the deaths of 5 people, including at least 2 children, inside a home on the city's southwest side. Police Sergeant Gary Knight says someone called the police Monday morning to report finding the 5 bodies inside the home. Knight says officers who arrived on the scene backed out of the home after determining that the 5 were dead.
A man died following an ATV accident near Great Bend over the weekend. The Barton County Sheriff's Office says deputies responded to a call about an ATV accident along the Arkansas River near the diversion dam south of Dundee. 37-year-old Wilbert Sanko of Great Bend was pinned under the ATV after the vehicle flipped. He was rushed to a hospital in Great Bend and later died. A 33-year-old passenger was treated at the scene for minor injuries.
Wichita Public Schools held the first 2 public feedback sessions on what to do with the 6 public school buildings set to close at the end of the year.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
School Board President Stan Reeser says it's a chance for parents to learn what options are still on the table.
It will be a combination approach to all the options, and then let the public give us a feedback on what they're interested in, what their tolerance are, what their goals are for our buildings, and what they visually want to see.
Two more listening sessions are being held today. The first starts at 5:30 at West High. The second at North High, that is set to begin at 7:30.
The Senate preparing to vote on a bill that could lead to the banning of social media app TikTok in the United States.
The Senate expected to begin the voting process on the bill, so this could be something Biden signs into law this week. And if he does, it starts the clock on TikTok, a one-year deadline for its parent company ByteDance to sell to a U.S. company or face a ban. The new version of the bill the Senate will vote on extended the timeline from 6 months to a year, and the White House says they support it. China insists that ByteDance will not divest TikTok while the company is going through internal changes after their efforts to kill the bill seemed to have failed completely. TikTok's general counsel, Eric Anderson, who was tasked with working with the U.S. government to address any national security concerns, is stepping down. A TikTok spokesperson saying that he wasn't fired and he's not leaving right away. Hillary Vaughn, Fox News.
Wichita Vice Mayor Maggie Ballard tells KNSS News a pollution cleanup is planned this week.
This Saturday, we are having the Ark River cleanup at 9 o'clock until noon. We'll be meeting up the corner of First and Waco. This is the 20th year, I think, over the last 20 years of collected 1.6 tons removed from the Ark River. So I think that is super awesome. Sad that there's that much trash, but really awesome that we're getting it out of there.
Maggie Ballard commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Stephen Ten in the Morning Show on KNSS. Mayor Lily Wu is attending a conference of women mayors in Switzerland. Stephen 10 in the Morning, KNSS, 8:50 down here on this Tuesday morning. Three big things.
Three.
USD 259 holding several listening sessions for public input on a plan to close six Wichita schools.
Two.
Jonathan and Reginald Carr denied new sentencing hearing, facing execution for killing five people in Wichita in 2000.
One.
Hundreds turn out for anti-Israel demonstrations at several U.S. universities. Three big things, Steve and Ted, on KNSS.
Gasoline prices more or less unchanged here in the Wichita area. I'm still seeing the most common price out there, $3.19 a gallon. But I'm spotting some lower prices out there, $3.07 at Kellogg and Mays Road. Taking a look at the Cordell and Cordell traffic cameras. Right now, traffic volume's thinning out and things looking pretty good on the roadways. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
Mostly sunny and windy today with a high of 75 degrees. Increasing clouds tonight, the overnight low 51. And for Wednesday, a 30% chance for rain. Tomorrow's high, 70 degrees. Now mostly cloudy, south wind at 9 miles per hour, 55 degrees. Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. 8:52 now, Steve and Ted. Trading on Wall Street has opened, and the Dow is up on the positive side by 116 points. The S&P is up 29, and the NASDAQ is trading up over 115 points.
And local business news from the Wichita Business Journal. Wichita-based Textron Aviation delivering the first of two of up to 64 multi-engine training system, METS, Beechcraft King Air 260 aircraft to the U.S. Navy yesterday, according to a news release. The Naval Air Systems Command contracted the T-54A aircraft. That's a military variant of the Beechcraft King Air 260 aircraft back in January last year. Total potential value of the contract, $677 million. That's according to the Navy. The Beechcraft King Air is designed and manufactured by Wichita-based Textron Aviation.
A local nonprofit with a mission of helping domestic violence survivors achieve financial independence, has a new home in downtown Wichita. The Women's Network, which also includes the local affiliate of Dress for Success, recently moved into the Fireworks Building, make that the Fireworks Building, at 500 South Topeka. At 5,000 square feet, the space has allowed the organization to open an upgraded Dress for Success boutique while providing a new educational classroom for the Women's Network's employment program.
Horton's Furniture. It's a South Central Kansas furniture store. It's been around for 78 years, and it's closing for good. Horton's announcing its store on West Kellogg Drive is going out of business. Frank and Frances Horton founded Horton's in Argonia, Kansas, back in 1946, and then moved it to Wichita 22 years later. Steve Elpers and Dillman Morris bought the company back in 1997, and they have run Horton's ever since. And that is local business news from the Wichita Business Journal.
All right, Steve is in the morning here, KNSS. Today is National Picnic Day. When's the last time you went on a picnic, Ted?
Well, it's been a long time.
Yeah.
Something I guess I don't do very often.
Yeah, but I don't think most people do. I mean, there was a time when you'd go by Riverside Park and places and you'd see somebody out there with a blanket. Quite a few times. I mean, I've been out there and done that with when I was a young man with a young family. Shelly and I went over there on a Sunday afternoon, spent a little time just eating some sandwiches and enjoying it. And he had a good picnic several years ago. I believe it was celebrating the fact that my son Scott had come back from overseas, and we had a big gathering of friends and whatnot. We actually secured one of those shelter type overhangs out at the Sedgwick County Park.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
What would you call it, a pavilion?
Something like that.
So anyway, we fired up the grill out there and brought in some snacks. And I have a good picture of me walking with my two young grandsons, Nolan on one side and Reese on the other. And I don't know where that picture is. It's a good picture. It was one of those days in October when the sun was shining and the wind was blowing about 80 miles an hour. So it was really chilly, but we had a great time. Picnic day, if you get a chance. It's going to be windy for a picnic again today. Glenn Beck program coming up. Carol Roth, former investment banker, will be on looking at unemployment numbers. And top of the hour news this morning, day three of the Trump hush money trial is coming up. If you missed any of today's show or just want to listen again, go on the Odyssey app. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck, The Dana Live Show, news updates all day. Steve and 10 in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS Wichita.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.